I wanted to, I'm looking forward to giving this presentation on Medicaid estate recovery regulations. And this has been at the forefront of my practice for a number of years, actually since March of 2005, when the regulations went into effect. But as an attorney who represents estate personal representatives, I'm required, let me do something really quickly here. I'm required to make sure that the personal representative doesn't breach a fiduciary duty to the legatees and heirs, and I make sure that any claims against the estate are valid. So a significant part of my practice has included counseling clients, attorneys, and title companies on the proper administration of the Medicaid estate recovery claim process. For those of you that are not familiar with the Medicaid estate recovery program, if an individual receives assistance through Medicaid programs, certain ones, then upon death, the state can make a claim for reimbursement from the decedent's estate. So I put acknowledgments in here because this has not just been my project. I've worked with some great attorneys to try to clarify the MERP program requirements. I've also had some great comments from Marilyn Miller and Tom Fisher and a number of practitioners who have sent case scenarios and challenged me to analyze strategies. Of course, Jennifer Coulter graciously read and offered comments on this paper, so you can blame her if there's any mistakes. No, don't do that. And of course, I've got to thank the individuals at HHSC and the Office of Inspector General MERP for welcoming an open dialogue. We're really fortunate here in Texas to be able to have this open dialogue with our governmental agency. So why did this paper come up? Well, in 2019, in May, a number of attorneys and I went to Austin to the OIG's office and met with the representatives to try to resolve some concerns we had, practitioners we had, about MERP claims. And so this is a status report on the outcome of our talks. And the issue all started with a concern that in an independent administration, the executor has difficulty resolving disputed MERP claims. In a dependent administration, you can give MERP a permissive notice, the unsecured creditor notice. And if MERP responds and the claim is denied, the 90-day statute of limitations to file suit arises. So if the state doesn't file suit, there's a statute of limitations that, and it urges the parties to negotiate and compromise or to resolve any differences. But the permissive notice limitation period doesn't run against MERP in an independent administration. And there's no way to force the state to file suit on a denied MERP claim in an independent administration. And so an amendment was filed in the 2019 legislative session that would apply the same limitations provisions in a dependent administration to an independent administration. But when the legislation was reviewed by HHSC and OIG, Office of Inspector General MERP, a fiscal note was placed on the legislation, and so the amendment was withdrawn. Even though the amendment was withdrawn, we found that HHSC and OIG were willing to listen to the limitations issue. But we got to thinking, well, if we're going to go to Austin to talk about MERP issues, let's lay it out and see if we can't resolve some of the other burning issues. And that's these 10 issues. So as a result of the meeting, subsequent discussions, the following 10 issues were discussed and in some cases resolved. So let's go through those issues We're going to start with the first six that were resolved, or at least to some extent resolved. So clarifying to the public that MERP is not a Lynn statute. I would always ask in a group of attorneys, how many of you think, hold up your hand, if you think Medicaid estate recovery is a Lynn statute? And nobody did it after you knew me a little while, because I was going to say, do not call that a Lynn statute. Medicaid estate recovery is not a Lynn statute. Don't call me on the phone and talk about the Lynn statute. It's not. It's an unsecured creditor claim. But people wouldn't believe me. Well, you'd have to go look in the statute and people or the Texas Administrative Code. And so what would happen is that we ask the OIG if they would put it on the MERP website that MERP is not a Lynn statute. It's an unsecured creditor claim. And they did. And I've given you the site. So if you come up against a title company or another attorney or someone that is talking to you about this Lynn, this MERP Lynn, it's not a Lynn statute. It's right here on the website at hhs.tex.gov.